This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Definitely.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you're just gonna cinch them and you'll see.
You'll love
them. Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes at the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue, these are light blue, these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed of the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season.
I'm gonna show that.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on it.
Now, here to talk shop is Christina Acra and the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Hello, everyone out there. Good Wednesday afternoon to everybody. Christina Acra here. And we've got a little bit of a change up in the lineup today. We have some special guests I'm going to introduce in a second. Mike and Jim are unfortunately not joining us today. We'll get to that in a bit because yes. Jeff's got all the info and details. But Ken Flanders is back for another round. How you
woo-hoo!
Doing, Ken? We got a woohoo from Jeff. Ken, nothing?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I'm here. That'll do
checking
it.
Checking your email already.
Checking
Come
email
on.
Already. And our special guest for the week joining us for the first time, Tracy Sormonti. She is in charge of those beautiful
woo-hoo!
Young ladies on the sidelines, the Patriots cheerleaders. They're all gorgeous. She represents them, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about her direct connection with the Pro Shop and the different apparel that you see on the sidelines and all the things that the cheerleaders are involved with. Tracy, go ahead and take the mic and give us a little bit of insight on what you do.
All right. Well, thanks for having me here today. And Jason back there, thanks for that little round of applause. I like the special effects. Sounds like we have a lot of people in the room. I like it. Can I have that again? Can you play that again?
She wants another one.
Oh, I like it. Thank you.
Live studio
nice.
Audience.
And Jeff, can I have another woohoo?
Woohoo!
And Ken, can you put your BlackBerry away? It's very rude.
It's away.
Okay. Thank
Sorry.
You very much. So, yeah, we have so Boy! Much stuff that we actually sell on e-commerce and in the Patriots Pro Shop. We can start off with the youth cheerleader apparel that we sell. It was huge around Halloween. Everyone got them for their little girls and really, really cute junior cheerleader outfits.
Yeah.
So real cute. And right now, a big seller that we have 8x10 photos of each of the Patriots cheerleaders that they personalize with a specific message that the fans can write in and request. So you can write in and ask for pretty much any message that you want. A lot of a popular one, especially now around this day, is people ask for messages for a soldier who's going to be deployed.
Oh, wow.
You know, it could be a holiday wish. It could be a deployment wish. It could be a congratulations on a new job wish, birthday wish. Congratulations on making the cheerleader team. So that's a big seller that we have. Ken, I think, I don't know, Christmas time is a big time of year for those. Isn't that true?
Very much so.
And how do fans, or how are they able to write in? How do they do the email, or what's the process?
They go right onto e-commerce, right, Jeff?
Yeah, it's all right there on PatriotsProShop.com.
It is, okay.
There's a cheerleader link for it. You click on cheerleader. You can view them all. All, I think we have 29.
We have 29 cheerleaders. So you select your favorite cheerleader. You can see each picture, and then you can write in your own personalized message, what you'd like the cheerleader to write.
There's a box on there that'll allow you to
type
in your message.
That's great. Yeah, so. That's definitely different, you know?
Yeah.
Personalize
it
a little bit.
Yeah, and then at the next practice, I have that photo, and I have the cheerleader write the personalization, and then we mail it off the next week. So it's pretty quick.
Just to let everybody out there know, if you have any questions throughout the show for Tracy or Ken, because he's back and joining us, give us an email shout out, webradio@patriots.com. And also we've got a phone number here, 508-543-7482. Just put that out there because if anybody has questions, Tracy's here to answer them. So, yeah, that's awesome. That's something different. I'm sure a lot of cheerleading squads don't do that, or teams don't do that kind of stuff. And I feel like there's a great connection with the fans and the cheerleaders here. They always get a great round of applause during games. I see that when they perform. So just tell us a little bit more about the squad. And I know in honor of Veterans Day, which, like you said, it's the holiday today on this Wednesday, but it's kind of forgotten. We're all at work. I don't know how many people have said thank you to a soldier or a Marine member or a, you know, military member today, but the cheerleaders have a lot of involvement overseas.
We really do. And, you know, I personally would like to say thank you to everyone who has served our country. The Patriot cheerleaders have visited more than 30 countries since 9/11. And, we, you know, we have a tremendous amount of respect for the men and women who serve the country. And as a matter of fact, we're leaving the day after the next game, after the Jets game, heading back to the Middle East. And that will mark our, I believe, our fourth military tour this year in 2009 alone. So we're going to be spending Thanksgiving with, I can't say exactly where we're going, but, you know, we can always say where we've been, but not where we're going until we come back. But with, you know, with the troops and who are going to be away from home on deployment over the holidays. So bring a little piece of home to them and, you know, share some stories of home with them and bring some stories about what they're doing back to the people here and, you know, say how they're fighting the good fight. And, you know, they do a great job. And some of the things that we've seen over there, it's, you know, they are really making a lot of amazing, amazing sacrifices. And it's not easy the way they live and the things that they do, but they really believe in what they're doing. And, you know, I guess, you know, not everybody has to, you know, believe in the cause, believe in the war and having troops over there. But, you know, they really just need to believe in, you know, the hard work that the men and women are putting in what they're doing over there and, you know, support them in their efforts because, man, they work really hard. And, you know, they are really making a lot of sacrifices. Hats off to all of them.
Well said.
Definitely. And that's got to be a great inspiration for them to see the Patriots cheerleaders representing the NFL
that's
going
right.
over there. Just it probably touches them a little bit more, you know, just the team and what it means. Were they recognized at the game on Sunday, the military or the cheerleaders were recognized by the military? Was that, did that happen?
You know, it's funny. It happened a few, not really that funny. It happened a few games, a couple games ago. We, some of the cheerleaders just received a combat award. We were at the last tour, we were in Afghanistan, and we were actually at the site. We went to 10 forward operating bases, and we were actually at the site of 3 rocket attacks.
Oh my goodness.
So it was pretty trying. It was pretty difficult, but again, it really gave us a better appreciation of what our troops are doing and what they're fighting for over there. I mean, it was pretty unexpected. We didn't walk into it knowing that that's, you know, where we were going to be, but, you know, we wouldn't have traded it for anything. And you know, we came home and you know, really looked back at some of the things that we did and said, wow, I can't believe we just saw that and experienced that. But, you know, we flew on Black Hawk helicopters through the mountains of Afghanistan and, you know, went to these tiny little bases. And one of the most memorable places we went to was a place called FOB Joyce, Forward Operating Base Joyce. And, you know, flying through these remote mountains of Afghanistan. And let me tell you, Afghanistan is actually one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen, if you can
really?
Believe that.
Wow.
You know, when we fly over these hills and, you know, with our 50-pound armor vests and helmets on, and we come and see this, you know, American flag and, you know, the Afghanistan flag and right next to it, a huge Patriots flag. And we said, wow, this is a pretty warm welcome.
That's
and
great.
The command sergeant major, I can't believe I don't remember. But he, Jimmy Carabello, he actually is from Mansfield, Massachusetts. So huge Patriots fan. And, you know, we were met with a very warm welcome and, you know, they had coins for us and a flag for us and certificates and the cheerleaders signed calendars that we have available in the pro shop and you know, and e-commerce. And that was a big hit. And our posters that we have available. So, you know, it was just really, really amazing. And, you know, that was also one of the site of the first mortar attack that we had as we were leaving in the Black Hawk helicopter. But, you know, it was just an absolutely amazing experience and something that we'll never forget.
Little did everybody out there know, the fans listening, that there's a lot that goes into being an NFL, a Patriots cheerleader, going over to Afghanistan, flying in Black Hawk helicopters. I mean, there's a whole nother side to just what they do on game day and on the field. There's so many things that they do off the field. Overseas, which is amazing, and then just around the community. I know they do a lot, too, as far as the Patriots in the community, and we'll eventually get to the apparel that they wear on the field and out in the field, but tell us about some of the things that they do out and about here in New England that fans can, you know, kind of meet and greet with them.
Ken's got a birthday party coming up.
Yeah, he put in a request to have the cheerleaders there. I'm like, Ken, no way. Absolutely not.
Not for Ken?
Every year he asks, and every year I'm like, Ken, seriously, it's not going to happen. And, you know, he keeps trying. You know, if anyone knows Ken Flanders, you'll know
keep
why the answer
good fight,
is no.
Ken.
Persistence works. sometimes. Keep going, Ken. Keep going.
But it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Yeah. It's a good one.
Tracy, you thought that's funny, right?
I think that's funny because, you know, it's not going to happen. Absolutely not. But, Ken, you know, maybe someday we could maybe get Pat Patriot at your birthday party.
You could take that, right, Pat Patriot?
Well, I'll take whatever I can get.
You'll take whatever you can get. That sounds
you know,
good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With that kind of attitude, that's exactly why we don't send cheerleaders to his appearance. Right. But, yeah, the cheerleaders make appearances all the time. As a matter of fact, we do about 1,000 individual appearances in the community every
year.
Wow. They're really, really busy.
Is this year-round, too? They're constantly going, yeah.
Yeah, year-round. They do everything from, you know, Monday night football events to grand openings to, you know, charitable events to corporate events. They're real busy. Pat Patriot, the mascot, does private functions like birthday parties and Valentine's Day. He does a lot of, believe it or not, he does a lot of weddings. And
that's interesting.
I know, isn't that interesting?
Patriot-themed weddings?
Patriot-themed weddings. And he does a lot of birthday parties where he delivers cakes and, you know, he's a huge hit, too. He's just as busy as the cheerleaders, and, you know, it's pretty great. So if you go to the cheerleader link of patriots.com, there's a full listing of our open-to-the-public appearances. So fans can go and check out where the cheerleaders are and go visit them. And, you know, and we will soon have a listing of calendar signing events where we're going to be selling cheerleader calendars for, you know, some great stocking stuffers for the holidays, too. So it's a good idea to go check that out so you can go get calendars.
Yeah, I think we had someone call in and win a calendar on the show already.
Oh.
We've been talking about the 2010 calendar. It's awesome. The girls go. This year was Aruba? Was that where you guys were?
This year we went to Aruba, okay. Yeah. And we'll be going to the Dominican Republic next year, April 24th through May 1st with TNT Vacation. So that is definitely a set deal, too. So if you go to the Patriots website, again, the cheerleader link, that will be posted soon. Fan, come along. Join us. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. Well, they put a lot of work into the calendar, and it's a great gift. The holidays are coming up along with the 8x10s that the girls are signing, posters, everything.
Right.
And on top of all that, they've got apparel that you work kind of hand-in-hand with these guys
right.
at the pro shop to make sure that the girls are represented in the pro shop.
That's
well.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
What's the connection, Jeff? How often do you work with Tracy?
As often as possible.
As often as possible.
Because it makes my day.
Does it?
Aww,
yes. Tell us why that is, Jeff.
Well, Tracy helps us with picking out certain ladies' clothing because, well, let's face it, you got Ken and I buying the stuff and look at us.
You don't have a clue.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm a farm boy from Iowa.
A little over the top.
Ken has a huge clue. He knows what he's doing. But
yeah, me,
Jeff,
not so much.
Jeff will admit to the fact that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine.
I'm fashion challenged.
No worries.
But, no, I think you look great all the time.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Patriots gear all the time.
Absolutely.
That's okay.
Got to support the team.
That's okay. Do the cheerleaders get... not only do they have their uniforms, but they have stuff that they wear when they work out, when they're out, you know, warm up stuff like
yes.
that. Are they constantly getting gear to wear?
Yes, they are head to toe. They are covered in Reebok gear, and Reebok has some outstanding apparel that they have given us. So they have their signature uniform that they wear on the sidelines. And actually, we've only worn the signature uniform twice this year with our weather. So, you know, we've got workout apparel that we wear for our practices. And we've got everything from, you know, tank tops and shorts to winter jackets and turtlenecks from Reebok. So the full range of full weather apparel on the sidelines. So and most of what we have that the cheerleaders have and wear can also be gotten in the pro shop. So we do that for a reason. So, you know, what the cheerleaders wear on the sidelines, we get a lot of compliments from the women in the stands that say, I love that. Where can I get it?
Yeah,
and,
if Jim was here, he'd be telling you that right now.
Right.
On Mondays after a game,
it.
We get phone calls.
Right.
What were the cheerleaders wearing? I want to get that.
I believe it.
Right?
Yeah. They have some cute stuff with the rhinestones
right.
and the different jackets.
Yeah. Yep. The cheerleaders call it diamonds. We don't call them rhinestones.
Oh,
we call them diamonds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Diamonds are a girl's
best
friend.
I'm a fan of the baseball hat.
Yeah.
The baseball hat. Does it have the diamonds
hat.
On it?
No,
oh.
It doesn't have the diamonds on it, but we wish, but... Yeah, the boys always love when the cheerleaders wear the baseball hats, I have to say. So we save those for the rain games. And this case, it was a snow game that we
right.
wore for in October.
Oh, my
well,
goodness.
We also yeah. wore Halloween costumes for that same
You know what? I
got
to give the girls a hand. I was standing
yeah.
in the tunnel freezing with a one like small little jacket on, and I was still cold. They had Halloween costumes on that were barely. I mean, they were small. There was not a lot of clothing on them, basically. And they ran out there in that weather. I was like, you guys, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm sure the adrenaline was going at that point. They were laughing and had smiles on their faces. And they went out there and not only did they go out there in the cold, but they danced in, you know, boots or whatever shoes they were all wearing on ice. It was a sheet of ice out there. So that was impressive. Round of applause for the cheerleaders. Yep. I know everybody loves the Halloween costume game,
You know, I told them. Going into it, when I said, all right, you guys, you know, Halloween game, it's early this year, it's October 18th, but don't forget it's still October, so when you're planning your costume, plan accordingly. It's not like it's August, you know, so, but, you know, they come up with their costumes, and they were really cute, so, you know, we knew rain was forecast. It was supposed to be 48 degrees and rainy, so we get, you know, we get to the stadium 6 hours before kickoff on a game day, and, you know, we have a skylight in our locker room, and you know, you can hear it pouring on the skylight, and all of a sudden it stopped pouring. So I look outside and I said, hey guys, I have some good news and some bad news.
Oh geez.
I said, the good news is it stopped raining, you know, you hear a resounding hip hip hooray. Everybody's all psyched. I said, and the bad news is, and I held the door open, and it's a blizzard outside.
You know, then the worst news came when I called you and said, I really think they should still be in costume.
Oh, that was you behind that.
Yeah, but I took the blame for it. But they worked really, really hard. They worked really hard on those costumes. And so, but here's the funny story that people didn't know, you know. So we said, okay, you know, you're doing pregame. And let me tell you, that national anthem seemed to last like 45 minutes. And the home of the brave, it felt like, okay, end that word, brave, end it. You know, and they're out there and they're shivering, you know. But they did, you know, their end zone routine. So each routine is just a minute long. So we went inside after each routine and they're trying to stay warm. And they actually had blow dryers and they're blow drying each other, like trying to stay warm. We kept blowing fuses, like fuse out and and, you know, cheerleader locker room, we kept having the, you know, them to fix the fuses and stuff. But, you know, that's how they stayed warm until it was time to dance. And then we put on some really nice warm Reebok gear for the second half, their baseball hats and their leggings and their nice satin jackets that are available. And they look
outstanding. You should have brought blankets over to the locker room.
I know,
keep the girls
some
warm.
Hand warmers and some gloves.
Yeah, Ken.
Clearly,
where
I was not
you?
Thinking yet again.
I know, Ken.
No one saw that coming, but I would imagine here, the cheerleaders have to have every pair, every jacket, everything in their bag because you don't know what you're going to get outside.
You know, we have golf carts, and we had to double up on the golf carts because they each had a suitcase full of stuff to carry over there, you know? But it was freezing.
That was incredible. But, you know, you really got to hand it to them, and I think the fans appreciate it. They were cold, but they were like, those girls are out in Halloween costumes dancing. We can stay here,
that's
and we
right.
can watch and cheer them on. It definitely lifted them up a little bit, I could tell, because people were like, oh, I'm not going to stay. I'm not going to last.
Right.
But when you saw them do it, I was like, even me, I was like, okay, breathe. I could suck it up and go do this, you know. But that was a crazy game, and they still looked great. They pulled it off. We actually have an email from Mike, our friend Mike St. Ange, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. He's a regular. How you doing, Mike? He asks, the NFL sells game-worn apparel from the NFL players. Do they do the same for the cheerleaders? Because I'm sure you'd look great in a cheerleader uniform, right, Mike? Yeah, that's exactly what we're looking for. But
we actually don't. We don't sell any game-worn apparel. You know, we might display some of it sometime in the museum, but we definitely don't sell any game-worn apparel at this point.
Sorry to tell you, Mike, you're not going to get your hands on a cheerleader's uniform anytime soon.
Nice try, though, Mike.
Nice try,
Tough. Good try.
That was a good email. We'll take it. We'll take it.
I think that was actually Mike Perriello.
Yeah,
Mike.
Right.
Is Mike Perriello listening at home? If he is, call in or
Mike,
email
call
us.
In.
Let's hear from you.
Come on, Mike. I know
we're missing
you're
you today.
He's sitting home eating pizza.
Eating pizza.
Mike, can you order a pizza and deliver it here?
That'd
Ken Flanders
great.
Said he doesn't think I eat pizza. I so eat pizza.
All right, who would win a pizza eating contest, Christina or
Jason?
Me.
Good question.
Really?
Oh,
so
would.
What was my measuring stick was the.
You said the medium Domino's.
Medium Domino's
pizza.
flat crust pizza. I can do by myself.
She can put the whole thing down.
That's. You know, thin crust.
Can you top that?
I don't know. I've never tried that. But, I mean, I could definitely eat some kind of medium cheese and double pepperoni pizza without
double
a doubt.
Double pepperoni? She might win. This
Tracy wins.
I mean, no,
double pepperoni.
Seriously, no doubt. I definitely could. I mean, I'm not saying I would feel
special.
Great after, but
yeah,
I mean, it would be worth it, and, you know, during. It would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? When you work out like Tracy does, I've seen her in action.
running those ramps.
Yeah. And what is, on that note, how do the cheerleaders train? You know, I want to talk more about how they stay so, you know, physically fit and everything. They have to year round, like you said. They're putting these costumes, these uniforms on year round. They're always in shape, always watching it. Do they eat pizza like we do?
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll ask Ken how he stays fit.
Yeah. Yes, we're on to you next, Ken, so get ready.
Yeah, well, we have a pretty pretty strong training regimen for our practices. We practice a couple times a week, and we in the summertime especially, it's a lot easier. We meet at the ramps at the stadium, and we do what we call ramp sprints, and they sprint all the way up the top to the top of the first set of ramps, and then I allow them to run across the west side, and then they run down the next set of ramps, and they have to sprint up the top of the next set, run across, and then run down. And they hate it, but it gets them in really good shape. Then we go back to the practice facility, and they do six sets of eight kicks, which equates to about 200 kicks. They do crunches and push-ups at every practice, and then they run all their routines and you know, all their fillers and cheers, et cetera. So it's a lot of work, and then they have to practice on their own, too. So, you know, a lot of them, we have a gym membership, a personal training facility that's one of our sponsors. And so, you know, there's a lot of, I mean, there's an aesthetic, you know, criteria involved with being on the squad. So, you know, they have to stay fit, and to be able to do the routines, they obviously have to be in shape. So training is, you know, really a big part of it. So,
yeah, when you think about the length of a football game, and they don't stop, they don't sit.
Right.
They're out there on their feet. They have a different routine for basically every song that's played.
Right.
So the cardio's got to be up. So that is, I'm sure that's a big part of it, too. They have to be able to manage an entire football game in the snow or the cold or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, and they like it. You know, I mean, it keeps them in good shape. They feel good about themselves. And, you know, so when the fans are walking to their seats up in the 300 level and they're, you know, walking up those ramps and they're
complaining. I walked the ramps once.
Yeah, it's miserable. Just know that the cheerleaders are running.
Keyword
them, it could always be worse, right?
You guys are out of breath just listening to that workout,
yeah,
right? Strenuous.
I'm ready for a nap.
Jeff walked it to go get a beer at the Concourse.
Yeah.
Nice.
This is true.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Whatever it takes. And Reebok, obviously, we had Al in last week, and he told us all of the connections between the Patriots, the football players, and what they do with Reebok, and the cheerleaders are right there with it, you know, wearing the Reebok logo as well, right?
Right, right. I mean, again, Reebok sponsors us, and, you know, head to toe, that's what the cheerleaders wear, and you know, it's beautiful apparel. Everything is fits perfectly. It's just, it's beautiful. And I, you know, I'm so lucky that they don't just give me items and say, this is what we want you to wear. I mean, I get to go in with Ken and Jeff and say, you know, I have a catalog, and, you know, they suggest these are items that we'd love it. You know, if you could wear this is what we'd like to feature this year. You know, but you know, I have a choice, and I mean, there are so many items that I have to choose from and so many items I get to select that, I mean, we're wearing something different every game and every practice. And
we've been talking how much they've been expanding the women's line.
Yes, we have been discussing
that.
And there's great stuff coming out.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. I can't wait to go in soon and choose next year's line. I can't wait.
Well, speaking of, we're going to take a quick break in a second, but Ken has told us that they're already starting to get their eyes on what's coming out next year. And obviously there's going to be stuff coming out for the second half of this season. So don't go anywhere. On the other side of this break, we're going to discuss some Patriots apparel that you will see soon. We'll be right back.
Just found out American Airlines flies to more than 250 cities in 40 countries. That's a lot of flying. So basically, that's 250 different things that I can put on my out-of-office auto reply. Why, I could say, island hopping in Hawaii, returning Friday. This is going to be fun. Better yet, swimming with whale sharks in Cancun, back on... Wait, that sounds dangerous. Oh, I know. How about samba dancing in Rio, back on Monday? Wish you were here. Well, not really. But with flights to over 250 cities in 40 countries, it's easy to get wherever I want to go on American. Even if it just happens to be sales meeting in Des Moines, not tomorrow.
What will you put on your out-of-office reply? 250 cities, 40 countries, unlimited possibilities. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Man, it's football season. Usually the house is decked out by now. You know, the football lamps and the big wall posters.
Dude, it is decked out. But this year, I'm working on a higher level.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Well, you're just not on that level. I've got Razor Sharp Fios TV from Verizon, so I don't just watch the game. I feel like I'm in it. The whole place has ultra-quick Fios internet, so my computer becomes my own personal press box.
So, no little football helmet soaps in the bathroom this year?
Sadly, no. But with ESPN MVP, I get stats, scores, and highlights sent straight to my wireless phone.
With Verizon's Fios TV and internet, plus wireless apps like ESPN MVP, you have everything you need to take your football experience to the next level. Verizon, official telecommunications provider of the New England Patriots. Select VCast phone and VPAC subscription required. Fios available in select areas.
You are so far beyond football-shaped serving trays.
The Patriots are celebrating their 50th anniversary, and you can too at the Patriots Pro Shop. The Patriots Pro Shop is the place to find all the official 50th season merchandise. Everything from the 1963 jerseys the players are wearing this season to polos, sweatshirts, and hats featuring the original Pat Patriot logo. The Patriots Pro Shop has the widest selection of Patriots merchandise, including many 50th season items that you won't find anywhere else. Located next to Gillette Stadium at Patriot Place, the Patriots Pro Shop is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. or 24 hours a day at PatriotsProShop.com. And if you order from PatriotsProShop.com, we'll ship your order for just $5. You'll know it's authentic when you order from PatriotsProShop.com because your item is being shipped from Gillette Stadium. Celebrate 50 years of Patriots football at the Patriots Pro Shop. If you were any closer, you'd be in the locker room.
All right, welcome back to Shop Talk. We're here with our special guest, Tracy Sormonti, the director, head coach of the Cheerleaders, and she clearly loves Bon Jovi, I think, because this song is has been requested, or
this is,
Jason's playing it for
new
her.
Song. We Weren't Born to Follow. It's on his new album.
That's right. That's right.
I'm a fan. I'm a big, big fan.
And he has a tour coming up, correct?
I know. Yes, I'll be.
Are your tickets bought?
Tickets will be bought, yes.
Will be bought. She's already got the tickets in her mind. They're going to be in her hand soon.
Yes.
And we hear a lot of Bon Jovi at the stadium because, I don't know if anybody knows out there, but his exclusive song for the Patriots when they score a touchdown is played in-house when they score, which has
that
been a lot this year.
That makes touchdowns even better.
Yes, it does.
Yes,
it's a great song. The Cheerleaders, I'm sure, have a dance.
Do they have
a certain routine?
Yeah, they
do.
Routine.
Every
yep.
time that they score, and Bon Jovi's, you know, an annual visit from Bon Jovi at training camp every year is great. So
yeah, in my locker, the Cheerleader field house is right by the training facility. So, you know, I look forward to training camp every year. I'm out there with my binoculars. So
big fan.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm a little bit of a stalker, I must admit. Not going to lie. Be quiet, Ken Flanders. So are you.
I got to go Living on a Prayer.
Yeah.
Living on a Prayer. What's that? Bill's favorite? That's a classic.
Yeah.
You can't beat Living on a Prayer. But this album sounds great. That's part of it. And it seems like it's got a real patriotic message, if you will, and that song. So, we were going to talk about, Ken discussed that you were in New York City all day yesterday. What were you doing in New York City?
We Jeff and I went down via train for the first time to see Outer Stuff, which is the Reebok licensee for children's gear. And that's all 2010 product. So we got our first look at that, spent a few hours looking at that, and then Friday we look at the Reebok adult apparel for the first time. So it's basically Reebok week. And just to explain to the listeners, that's what makes sometimes when you might see something in the Pro Shop early in the season that you don't see later. All the orders have to be written by mid-January this coming year for all next season's product.
That's crazy.
So
wow.
If you get something you miss on that I just didn't order enough of or didn't expect it to do so well, that's the kind of stuff that happened because this stuff's all made overseas. So.
Right. Long sleeve polos.
What was that?
You make a youth version.
I didn't either. What was that?
Long sleeve polos.
Long sleeve polos.
Christina, you know he's been asking for it for weeks now.
Jason is dying for a Patriots long sleeve polo.
If you're 12, I can get you one.
If you're 12.
Just for example, there was one big popular piece this year. It's called the Classic Hood by Reebok, and Coach Belichick wore it way back in the spring, believe it or not. And then some of the coaches wore it in the Legacy Games. It's a navy hood with looks very worn.
Yes.
Not that many were purchased by anybody across the country, so we're already out of them. But Reebok is coming up with a screen version. It's going to look similar that will it'll be lesser price that we will have within a couple weeks or so, if maybe before then, which will help fill that void a little bit for hopefully holiday.
All right, guys. Mike's listening, and he just wrote an email.
Oh, no.
Oh, what'd he say?
The pizza talk got him fired up. Ken and Jeff were out of their element when Tracy started talking about the girls' workout schedule. Those two on the ramps would be something to see. Flanders is a dead man after his Mike has the cheerleading game worn gear comment. Oh, I didn't even hear that comment. He's going to try to call in, by the way. What did you say? Mike has the cheerleading worn game gear? Who said that?
Oh, yeah.
Ken said that.
Yeah, Ken said
Ken
Mike.
Ken with the jab.
He
right
said
there.
It was Mike Perriello that emailed
right.
it
Mike.
In.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Mike Perriello at home. We're missing you in the studio, Mike, but he's got a little email going, so thank you for writing in.
Isn't
pizza
that
talk
special.
Got him fired up. What did you guys talk about pizza today? Did you do it? Pizza Wednesday?
We had pizza, but I ate it at my desk.
Well, that's boring. No discussion, huh?
No discussion.
Were you shopping on Patriots.com while you're at your desk?
Jeff is very antisocial.
Yeah, I got to eat with Flanders. I mean, if there's more than people other than Flanders, it's a party. But me and Flanders, it's just, I spent 6 hours on the train with him yesterday.
Yeah, you guys went to New York and back together, spent the day together.
Enough is enough. I needed a little break.
You need a Flanders break. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's awesome. Well, so already, what? Mike's on the phone? Mike, what's going on?
Mike, we miss you.
Trace, how are you?
What are you doing? Wish you were here.
Yeah, I know. It's I feel about as well as an Iowa fan last week.
Oh,
that was harsh. That was harsh.
They're gonna feel that way again after Ohio State, but whatever.
Shut up.
Oh man.
Hey,
you gotta do that to him?
What's that?
Go for it, Tracy.
Hey, can I share a little secret about Mike Perriello? Now,
please do.
Does everybody know that Mike used to judge cheerleader auditions?
I had no idea.
Yeah.
No way.
Mike used to judge cheerleader auditions.
But I'm the pervert.
What credentials does he have?
A lot of credentials.
Well, I mean,
what credentials does Mike Perriello have to judge cheerleading?
I mean, he has good taste. I mean, his wife is beautiful, so he obviously knows a beautiful woman when he sees it. So he kind of represented the season
she
ticket
She thought
holder.
He had money, Trace.
She's a mail-away bride from Russia.
Mike, were,
bride.
Were you a cheerleader back in the day, Mike?
That you bought on the Patriots.
No, you weren't.
com.
Was never a cheerleader.
You weren't. You were not a cheerleader back.
Mike
in the
was
day.
A Spartans cheerleader.
He was a Spartan.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh
yeah,
wow!
Keep going.
Yeah. Too bad he's not here to defend himself. We are going to keep this going. So not a cheerleader, but you did judge. So you kind of. I mean, we should be talking about this more often. How you have an in with the cheerleaders.
Well, half of them now they were all long gone. That was back in the, the 90s, right?
I don't know if it was that long.
They still come into the store and say hi to them all the time.
I know. Really?
Oh, yeah. Right. I get the black book.
Black book.
It's called a Bible.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's too funny. So what's going on? Everything good and you're taking a day off today and you're okay over there?
Yeah, you know. Just the old flu rifling through the house, but I can't miss shop talk.
You can't. You got to put your 2 cents in today, right?
You know, I got them in the closet. I locked the door.
Are you wearing a mask?
No, not wearing a mask.
You locked your kids in the closet?
So I could listen to shop talk.
That's so wrong.
We did get pizza today.
No, you didn't. Did you get pizza?
What was your Pizza Wednesday topic?
Yeah, what did you talk about with your kids?
Pizza Wednesday. Actually, what we do every week and. Not to promote gambling to five-year-olds, but we print out the weekly picks, all the games, and no point spreads. But we just print them out,
nice.
And I have the kids just circle who they think are going to win.
What
from.
Is this? They
is
are going to be.
That's not legal. I don't think. I don't think that's legal, Mike.
It's just hooking them into watching football.
Oh, is that how you do it?
Yeah.
Why don't you get them a fantasy football team going?
Well, I mean,
they probably wouldn't get that.
That.
Do you take them to the casino yet or anything? I mean, is that nice?
No, yeah, we're going to do that tonight.
Yeah.
Make
okay.
a stop in Providence.
What was
Thank
that?
Thank you, Jason.
I think I needed to save Mike from himself before the authorities start calling him.
He's going to have some compulsive gamblers on his hands soon. That's good. So do any of your kids have the, have an eye for the teams? Are they picking some good teams here?
He's gone. I blew him up.
Did you really blow him up? He's gone? That is so wrong.
He thought he was joking.
Is he really gone? Is he gone?
He's gone. We lost Mike. Jason. All right. Well, I hope you feel better, Mike, over there, and don't catch whatever's going around.
Keep
your
listening.
House.
Put
Keep
a mask
listening.
On. Put a mask
Send us
on.
Some emails if you have some information for us to add to this banter.
And I know you were pretending to be that St. Ange guy, and no, you can't have used cheerleader apparel.
St. Ange guy. Used cheerleader apparel. That's not, yeah, we're not looking for that. But the cheerleaders do have some great apparel. And what else? What can we look forward to? How many times do they change in a game, first of all?
Usually, the way it's been so far this year, they usually change at halftime. They would start off in one outfit and change at halftime just because, again, we have so much stuff to wear that it's fun to mix it up a little bit.
Show it all off, yeah.
You know? Yeah, we used to really just try to stick with our signature outfit, and now we've got just so much fun stuff that, hey, you know, why not mix it up a little? So no idea what we're going to wear for the Jets game, so I guess it depends on the weather forecast. But, you know, we'll see. It's always something new and exciting.
Right. Is that that's a throwback game? Is that a throwback game? Or
no.
No.
What's
no.
the next? Home.
We don't
we
have
done?
Another home one.
We're done.
We're done with a throwback.
Last one
okay.
is
yeah.
Miami in December.
Yep.
On the
Miami
road.
December on the road. Okay, so that's yep. not a throwback.
Nope.
But
in
whatever.
Your neck of the woods.
I'd love to go to Miami yeah. in December. That'd be great. Unfortunately, I don't travel. Oh. But yeah, that would that's going to be the cheerleaders did get to go to London, which is a great experience. I'm sure.
Yep.
Yeah, because that's what I sound like when I cry.
If there's a way we could blow Jason up, right?
Yeah.
We should have one of those buttons
that could
in
get
here.
You off the air, so let's not go too far with that.
Right.
But we need some sound effects to go back and forth. That'd be great. But, yeah, the cheerleaders went to London. I'm sure all the fans enjoyed seeing them on the
yep.
road.
I brought four cheerleaders to London.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, not the full squad because we weren't the home team.
Right.
So they didn't get to perform, but...
did the Buccaneers have the full squad?
They did. They brought
the
full
home
squad.
Team, yeah.
So they were the home team, yeah. And so, you know, it still was a great opportunity for four of my cheerleaders to go. And we brought back some good stories, so that was great.
Did you do anything during the game, halftime?
No, we actually had tickets to the game.
Oh,
and,
nice.
You know, funny story was, we had done an appearance at the NFL tailgate beforehand, and we had our tickets to the game, and, you know, we're trying to find a way into the stadium, and... Yeah, I don't know. Somehow we ended up actually in the service tunnel, like about 2 feet away from the field. Since nobody checked our tickets, and like, excuse me. And honestly, we actually could have just walked right out onto the field. Nobody ever tore the tickets, didn't go through security. I guess I shouldn't really be saying that.
Oh, God.
I don't know. We just, you know, walked in and said, I don't know if we're really supposed to be under here or not, but I don't know. We finally found our way to our seats, and it was really fun. Actually, it was my first time in probably, I don't know, 18 years or whatever with the organization, actually sitting in the stands and watching, you know.
Oh, that's amazing, yeah.
It was pretty fun.
Different
yeah.
experience.
Yeah, I said 18 years. I started when I was three.
Trace,
was
I was
going to
say.
Be quiet,
why did you say that?
Ken.
You just set yourself up for
I
that.
Said I started when I was three.
Okay, all right.
You know, we'll started young.
So they got to go to London. Just how did the girls do the rotation as far as, you know, you took four girls. Was it seniority? How does that go?
No, in that case, you know, every trip that we do is a little bit different. I mean, we've been to China supporting the initiative we have over there trying to bring the NFL over to China. And, you know, every trip is a little bit different from our military tours to the London trip to the China trip. So, you know, based on what we're going to do and what the expectations are over there, I look at the cheerleaders' strengths and you know, what each one kind of can bring to the table. And then obviously I check availability and, you know, they all work and they all go to school and, you know, their schedules are really hectic. So based on individual availability and what their individual strengths are, I select based on that. And I try to spread out the opportunities as much as possible, you know, veterans and rookies mixed in. And,
yeah.
you know, it usually works out pretty fairly by the end of the year.
I think it's another thing people don't realize is a lot of these girls have full-time jobs and do
right.
this as a,
this is
part-time,
just a part-time
side.
Job.
Yeah.
Yeah. They either work full-time or they go to school full-time. And, you know, this is a really big part-time commitment for them. I mean, they're employees of the organization, but it's a part-time job with practices, but, you know, they do a lot of, as I said, a lot of personal appearances, and it ends up taking up a lot of their time. So they have to be really good time managers when they make the team.
Yeah, definitely. Unbelievable. We've had a lot of female listeners call in and discuss these V-neck T-shirts. Apparently, that's all the rage, and we don't see them a lot, and everybody wants to see them. I'm sure. Do you guys have any? What any uniforms that fit that description, or that could potentially be in the future? Well, you need to get on picking some V-necks out with these guys and tell them what to do.
The V-neck T-shirts. We have V-neck T-shirts. Those we call them the slit neck T-shirts that we have. You guys,
mm-hmm.
I think
right.
you're selling the white ones this year.
Yep.
Right.
So there
white
is
ones,
a V-neck
yeah.
T-shirt
yep.
in the shop.
But
where's Jim with the online stuff when we need him, right?
To the email question, there's I've seen what they call a pre-line of the ladies' line, and there's a lot of V-neck. So it's
good.
Obviously the fashion trend. No
Someone's
question,
listening so. To the listeners and the fans who want to see V-neck. And, you know, that's the other thing is you got to kind of keep up with the fashions as these new designs come out, the new styles. I thought the vintage stuff was great
this year.
Great line in the pro shop.
Mm-hmm.
We have Mike's back. Mike, what do you got for us this time? Hang on. I'm going to, you guys talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to pre-read this before I go throwing it out there.
Yeah.
What he's saying. Mike St. Ange. It's clean. Oh. Okay. What is the difference between the scaled down shirt for $124.95 and the replica one for $79.95? I think Jeff's checking it out right now online. He could probably answer that for you. Do the cheerleaders have any throwback stuff? Yeah, we talked about the throwback games. Probably wouldn't be a good idea, though, but maybe some hip-hugger Patriot jeans would be nice.
Hip-hugger Patriot jeans. Actually, that sounds pretty interesting. What we have for a throwback outfit, we have more like a collegiate-style outfit. We have a pleated skirt and a white turtleneck. You can see pictures if you go to patriots.com, the cheerleader photo gallery. You can see pictures of what we wore for the throwback game. We also have red jerseys that we would wear for a throwback game. So, you know, red tying in for that. So we do have some throwback stuff. We don't sell that stuff in the pro shop, but you know, that's what we wore.
Yeah, they're definitely wearing the throwbacks on the sidelines for the games. I know we just said that there's not another home one, but on the Patriots did have, what was it, two? I can't even keep up with these. What's throwback, what's not?
Mm-hmm.
But they had two home games, and the girls, I saw the sweaters, the collegiate look, that was good.
Yep.
And jeans, though. Have they ever tried jeans out?
No, we haven't. I think it would be pretty hard to dance in the jeans.
It is hard to kick unless they've got some kind of stretch material.
Right. But if people go to the photo gallery on the cheerleader link, you can see all of every uniform that we have.
Oh, that's cool.
That we've worn so far this year. You can see, and you can see the Halloween costumes because there's probably 50 pictures from that snowy Halloween game up there, too.
Unbelievable.
Do you have your own Patriots web address, or is it just a link through patriots.com?
It's patriots.com/cheerleaders.
There's an actual link, on the site.
Yep, and then there's a big, you know, just click right on photo gallery, and there are hundreds upon hundreds of great photos up there.
Awesome.
Trace, you mentioned Pat Patriot earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Same way to book him is through the cheerleader?
Yep. Just send me an email, tracys@patriots.com, and we can send information on booking the cheerleaders or the mascot. You know, we send that information out the same day, and, you know, it's really pretty simple to book.
Did Jeff, did you guys bring anything to question of the day oriented? We got anything?
I have a question of the day.
You have a question of the day?
I have a question.
Okay.
All right. Who can name the six teams that do not have cheerleaders?
Whoa. There's six teams without cheerleaders.
Six teams without cheerleaders.
That's a good question. I'm sure that's going to stump a lot of people.
And one of them kind of is sometimes has cheerleaders, sometimes don't. So we're going to call it they don't.
They don't. Okay. And why is that? Why would they sometimes? Is it going to give away the
because
answer?
They sometimes have college cheerleaders on the sidelines, but they don't really have a standard set pro team, pro squad on the sidelines.
I didn't realize there was six teams.
I think I know that one, Trace, but that's the only one I do know out of the six, I think.
There are six.
Six.
Yep. And so anybody who knows, what do they get? Do they win something?
Well, I thought we'd give away another autographed calendar.
Okay, I think that's a great
calendar.
Idea.
I think
that
it's fitting, definitely.
And the calendar, in case anybody is interested, all 29 of our cheerleaders are featured in the calendar. And the way that we work it is it's a reversible calendar. So there are two Januaries, two Februaries, and it's beautiful. You know, it's not like little pictures on every page. There are maybe five pages where two or three cheerleaders are in the same, are in one shot together. And those are really great pictures. But I really believe it's probably the nicest calendar in the whole league. It's absolutely beautiful. It's, you know, it's not pages with, you know, a big picture of a cheerleader and then a tiny little picture of, you know, of another cheerleader in the corner. It's absolutely beautiful. So you're getting double the number of pictures. You know, we print extra pages just so that every cheerleader is featured.
Is there ever any interaction with other squads or any, like, feedback? Do you guys feed off of each other? Have a convention?
We have an annual convention every year, and, you know, we share ideas, and we share calendars. Every year it's at a different place. This year it was in Tampa, so, you know, we're all very good friends. The directors are good friends, and we definitely, it's not, you know, there's no competition like there is with the football team. So, you know, the directors all get together, and, you know, we're constantly emails going back every week sharing ideas and what works and what doesn't work, so...
Yeah, everybody's on the
it's
same
a great
team,
network.
Right?
Yeah, we're all on the same team. It's a great network. So,
that's awesome.
You know, good friends, and you know, they're all a lot of fun.
You know what we should pitch? NBA.com has a team of the year. You know, where they do like a bracket competition, and fans can go and vote on the top team of the year. I think NFL.com should get that going for the girls to kind of compete.
We've talked about that, and you know, the NFL cheerleaders have talked about that, and we have together the directors and said we try to avoid a competition.
Really?
Yeah, you know, you know, and we've even been approached by some. You know, a lot of different companies that say, let's have like a battle of the NFL cheerleaders.
Or a dance competition or something, yeah.
We've done a few of those things before and said, you know, it kind of, we like to stay away from internal competitions between, you know.
That's interesting.
NFL squad.
Yeah,
so,
well,
yeah.
I guess that's good. Everybody's friendly.
I guess because we're all so friendly, we all like each other so much.
Right,
that,
yeah. Why change it up if everything's working out so well and you guys meet annually and things like that?
When we were in London, we actually spent an evening with the Buccaneers cheerleaders.
Oh, great.
Yeah, had a great time with them.
That's cool.
Jim and Mike are actually mud wrestling today. That's why they can't be on the show. So
mud wrestling. Yeah. Where did that come from?
Somebody's got to take Mike's spot.
Someone's got with the inappropriate comments
exactly,
over in the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, keep it coming. I like that.
Mike's still mad about being blown up. Yeah.
Who had the first cheerleading squad? Do you know? I'm asking a question.
I don't know that.
Just wondering.
I don't know that. Maybe the Redskins or the Raiders? I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Wouldn't
to
surprise
that.
Me if it's the Raiders.
Yeah. So.
Oh, you mean the very first inaugural cheerleading team?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's a good question. Does anybody know the answer to that?
Don't know. Has anybody come up with an answer to my question?
We have
yet?
An email, but I'm going to just check with
That's
Jason.
That's a very tough question, yeah.
We have an email from John from Belgium. I wonder if this is the same John that Mike talked to. This is John from Belgium. Yep, you're still huge here in Belgium.
Yes.
I think these teams don't have cheerleaders. Can I go, Jason Dvorkin, are you listening to me? Can I go ahead and read this? Can we take this as a winner?
Sure.
Okay, let's see if he's right first.
Okay.
Okay, Bears.
Yep.
Packers.
Yep.
Lions.
Yep.
Steelers.
Yep.
Browns.
Yep.
Giants.
That's right.
I think he's wrong on this last one. The Jets.
They used to not. This is their second year with them, so we'll give him a bye. That's correct.
Well, okay. All right. We'll take that.
Yeah,
they're
we'll
not official squad.
No,
they,
they are, right. Well, they do have cheerleaders now, but it used to be seven teams without. The way that I used to remember, I used to say the Giant, Brown, Jet, Packs, the Giant, Brown, Steel, Jet, Packs, Lions, and Bears. That's how I used to remember. But now the Jets have cheerleaders, but just for the past two years.
Okay.
Yeah. So he was right on all the others.
Well, that sounds good.
Baltimore Colts.
What's that?
The Baltimore Colts.
Was the first team?
Was the first cheerleading
wow.
team.
Interesting.
Nice. Wouldn't have guessed that.
Good
Boy,
research
the
there.
The poor Colts, when they're going to be kicked off their little their
Trace,
winning spree,
was it, is it the Packers that have the part-time one?
Yeah, Packers
no,
have
I didn't,
the,
I didn't
yeah,
know that.
They
the
have
only
a
I
collegiate
knew.
So they actually put a collegiate squad out on the field. That's
mm-hmm.
interesting.
Yeah.
How many games a season do they do
I
that?
I have no idea.
It's just
no
every
idea.
Now and then when
yep.
they can get a squad
yep.
together.
I mean, maybe they do it all the time now, but a while back they rarely.
Is it the same college, or do they use
I don't
multiple
know.
Colleges?
Maybe? I don't know.
I didn't realize the Jets just started their
yep.
their team
yep,
just a couple years ago.
Crew.
Yep,
yeah.
the flight crew.
Mm-hmm. They have some cute costumes. They're interesting. It took me a while when I was watching on TV. I'm like, what are the cheerleaders wearing? It's like, I get it.
Yeah,
I get it. Okay.
Yep, yep.
Cute.
So the man from Belgium, well done.
John from Belgium,
John
I
from
believe.
Belgium. You won a calendar. Nice job.
Yeah, I think this was John. Send us back an email and let us know if this is the John from Belgium that was in the pro shop just a few weeks ago talking to Mike.
You think there's another one?
There could be more than one.
We're huge in Belgium.
We're huge in Belgium. That's what he says. Wow. Huge, okay?
Huge
not big, but huge.
Wow.
So
that's
congratulations,
way better than
Sean.
Big. Way better than
that
big.
That is way huge. Better than big. Huge is a good thing. But, yeah, you're going to be the lucky owner of a 2010 cheerleader's calendar. And I can't believe we're talking about 2010 already. It's so right around the corner. Right around the corner. I want to get one more thing in. We'll let Tracy take the mic and anything that we didn't touch on, anything that you want to let people know about. I'm going to let everybody know how to spend a week in paradise with the girls in a second.
That's perfect.
So.
Okay, how about the poster? We didn't talk about the cheerleader poster, which is a huge item, too. And it's a quad-fold poster, and it's bigger than last year because since we have more cheerleaders, it's two rows of cheerleaders, and it's a beautiful picture. So we sell them unautographed and fully autographed, so be sure to go online to order that as well. Easy to get. It's beautiful, so look it up and order one for the holidays today.
Is this right behind me?
Yeah.
I see it right here. Gorgeous.
Yep. It is. It's
and
beautiful.
They're official. That is the official uniform of...
That is the official uniform. Yep, it's a poster of the cheerleaders in their official signature uniform.
Okay.
So, and you even have some fun pictures on the back. There's a swimsuit calendar picture on the back, and, you know...
And I'll play the role of Jim Scollins. It's on patriotsproshop.com.
Thank you.
If you check women's and look for cheerleaders underneath there, lists all the cheerleader items on that link.
Sounds good. Yeah.
And great stuff.
Great stuff. Great gifts for people. The holidays are coming up and you could grab a calendar and go visit the cheerleaders on their next appearance. Find out more if you want to email in at the website or request them for an appearance and get them to come sign your posters and pictures. Shannon, who's a regular listener, actually just clarified it's the UW Green Bay cheerleaders for everybody who's wondering
who joins
the Packers. But
excellent.
John from Belgium, get your information to us so Jason can get the calendar shipped out to you. And we want to remind everybody that you can spend a week in paradise with the Patriots cheerleaders as they shoot their 2011 swimsuit calendar in Punta Cana, April 12th, Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. April 24th through May 1st, visit tntvacations.com for more information or call 1-888-GO-TNT-GO.
That's a fan come along. It will be so much fun.
Is there room for a couple of merchandise buyers?
Depends on who it is.
Well-dressed merchandise.
Yes.
It's kind of creepy.
Start your begging now, boys. We want to thank Tracy Sormaggi, the director of the Patriots Cheerleaders, for joining
us
today.
Thanks for having
me. On Shop Talk, as well as Ken Flanders, who's always great to have.
Cooties and no cooties.
Jeff, we'll have the boys back next week, right, for more Shop Talk.
Hopefully.
All right, we'll see you guys then. We'll talk to you later right here on Shop Talk.
Thank you.